Fragment, written by Zdenka and read by Wilfriede 0815. Thandom, the Silmarillion and Other Histories of Middle-earth. Summary. Nienor learns about her family in Fragments. Most of them are gone. Nienor knows that her mother does not like to speak of their family. "Do I have a father?" she dares to ask once. Morwen's hands pause for the briefest moment in her sewing. She always stabs the cloth with every stitch. "Your father's Húrin, son of Galdor," she says brusquely. "But he's gone." Most of the people Nienor knows have fathers or brothers or husbands who are gone. She wonders sometimes where they all went. "Will he come back?" "No," her mother says grimly. "If you're idle enough to ask questions, there is work to be done." Aunt Erin comes over to visit sometimes, always after nightfall, and constantly looking behind her as if she's afraid of something in the dark. "Here," she whispers, pushing a covered basket at Nienor. "It's all I could take this time. I'll try to bring more the next time." She gently rests her hand on Nienor's head. "A growing child needs food." "Auntie Erin," Nienor says quickly, before she can slip away again. "Did you know my father?" Erin's eyes fill with tears. "Húrin was... he was always fearless, but kind and generous. He never chided me for being frightened." It is the old servant Sador who lets slip that Nienor has an older brother. "I do?" she says in amazement. "Is he gone too, like my father?" Sador shakes his head. "Your father went to fight the great enemy in the north," he murmurs. "He never came back. He must be dead or a prisoner. But your brother Túrin is alive and well. Before you were born, your mother sent him away for safety, to the hidden kingdom of the elves. Perhaps you will go there some day." "A hidden elf kingdom?" That is enough to feed Nienor's imagination for weeks. "Your father used to play the harp," Erin tells her the next time. "He loved the elvish tunes. There was one like this." And she hums softly, almost too quietly to be heard. Nienor listens eagerly. The music feeds something hungry inside of her, more than the apples and greens in Erin's sack. Sado whispers, "You had a sister too, a laughing child, but she..." "Gone," Nienor fills in. "Túrin always followed her when she played, to make sure she was safe." Nienor sings the elvish melody to herself while chopping greens. Her mother glances over, but doesn't stop her. The end.